T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
In Overnight America, we continue tonight up until midnight live. So, if you want to join the show, this is how you do it. It's 314-436-7900. I posted a clip on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. It was one of the required viewings from our friend Rich Rubino, who said, when you go back, it's fun to watch and listen to some of the old sporting events, but if you're a political junkie like me, you may want to go back and look at some of these things. And he gave us a list of few things we can check out, one of which was the 1992 debate between Jerry Brown and Bill Clinton. So I posted a link to a video that gives you an idea of what that debate was like. Ooh, was that heated? You can go see it now at Ryan Recker Radio. And while you're there, make sure to like that page. I would enjoy it if we continue to grow. I got to come up with some incentive. What happens after we hit 1,000 likes on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page? Maybe this is something, Producer Mike, you could think of to give people an incentive to go like this sort of thing. What can I do at 1,000? So I'll keep thinking about that. There's got to be something there. There's three things. And of these three things, you can rank your level of sympathy. One being no sympathy at all. Five being lots of sympathy, okay? Or we could do a scale of 1 to 10, all right? So I'm going to give you three things, and I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 what your sympathy level is. Story number one, stunning lack of judgment. Alton Mayer's wife busted at social gathering over the weekend. So you probably have heard this story by now. Mayor Walker said the Alton police chief reached out to him about 1 a.m. on Sunday. The police chief said they were investigating a gathering at a downtown Alton bar. And among the people inside of this bar was the mayor's wife. And the mayor's wife said, "My wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions. And in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment," Mayor Walker wrote on the statement. She now faces the same consequences of her ill-advised decision as the other individuals who chose to stay at home instead, violating it. So that's where they're at right now. That's story number one. On your level of sympathy, the wife of the mayor gets busted when she wasn't staying at home and went out and did not properly socially distance. Okay, that's story number one. Story number two, and this is out of Chicago. Look, we're getting a lot of Illinois stories right now. And this is from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot defends getting a haircut amid coronavirus outbreak, says stylist wore, quote, a mask and gloves, end quote. So basically, the mayor says, I need to be in front of people. This is the mayor of Chicago. So I got to look good. So she's defending getting a haircut, even though the barber stylists were shut down. Why? Because of the stay-at-home order. You're not allowed to open these things. No one else is allowed to do this. But for some reason, she thinks, they could break the rules for me. She says she's got to be in front of the camera, so she's got to be looking good. She acknowledged that getting a haircut, saying that this may not have necessarily been the right appearance, but she says, I think what really people want to talk about is we're talking about people dying here. We're talking about significant health disparities. I think what people care about most. So she's trying to downplay. Why do you care about me getting a haircut? So on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your sympathy level for her getting called out for calling in a stylist and getting her haircut? Okay, story number three. What's your level of sympathy for this one? Because this one is, for me, probably at 10. My sympathy level's at a 10. The bride, groom, pastor of a small wedding, all arrested for violating the lockdown. On Sunday, a bridegroom and pastor and their 50 wedding guests were arrested in South Africa for violating the country's coronavirus lockdown, which includes a nationwide ban on public gatherings. So when you plan a wedding, and I know there's probably people listening right now that were either going to attend a wedding or maybe was going to be a part of a wedding, or maybe you yourself were about to get married, and you think, well, the venue's closed down, I can't get a refund, I can't get money back on the food, I can't do this, I can't do that. What am I going to do? Just pay double for a wedding, or I'm just going to go through with it? Because that's the only other thing I can do. We're just going to limit the amount of people that can come. We'll just do a quick ceremony and we'll be over. To me, I have much sympathy for this couple because I feel like they were forced to do it. Were they going to indefinitely hold off the wedding? I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10. Mayor Lightfoot, my sympathy level is probably at a 2. And for the mayor's wife, my sympathy level is at a 1. But where's your sympathy level at with those three stories? Maybe you come in different at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I would love to find out these things. Do you have any sympathy for any of them? We'll take some of your calls coming up. We got a lot to get to this hour, too. You know, if you got something else to talk about, you can. I got an announcement. I saw this earlier today from our program director regarding what's happening this Easter Sunday. You may be interested in hearing this. I'll talk about that next, too, on Overnight America, KMOX.
KMOX is St. Louis's news, talk, sports, radio.
Overnight America continues. All right, so I gave you three stories. I want to know what your sympathy level is for these cases. Case number one, the Alton mayor's wife gets busted over the weekend. Sunday morning, mayor gets a call. Hey, there's some people out there that are in violation at Illinois' stay-at-home order. Mayor says, round them up. Well, it turns out his wife was one of those people. He was very quick to say she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment. All right, what's your lack of sympathy for the wife? Number two, Mayor Lightfoot over in Chicago defends getting a haircut amid this coronavirus outbreak. Well, everyone else is told to stay at home. I would say barbers and hairstylists are not essential business. However, she thought it was, so get them on in and get this hair done. She got to be in front of a camera. Well, she defended it saying there's much more pressing issues than to worry about how I get my hair done. So what's your sympathy level for the mayor of Chicago? Number three, this happened in South Africa. A bride, a groom, a pastor, all arrested for violating the stay-at-home orders. Why? Because they went through with their wedding in the small group of people that were there to observe the wedding, all getting in trouble. But get the pastor, get the bride, get the groom. Hey, you're married. You may now kiss the bride. You may now put on the handcuffs instead of exchanging the rings. My level of sympathy is a lot higher for those guys. You got to feel for them. You really do. 314-436-7900. How about we go to Kevin, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Sympathy for the mayor's wife? Zero, zilch, zip, nada. I mean, what the hell's the mayor's wife doing at a bar at 1 o'clock on a Sunday night?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Well, there's other people there. Did she know all the people? Did she just sneak out and other people just happen to be there? Who knows? Yeah.
What's the matter with who was there?
It's not
I mean,
smart.
Your wife's there and you're not with her on a Sunday night at 1 o'clock in a bar?
Hmm. How long have you been married, Kevin?
Oh, 30-plus years.
Okay. Has your wife ever snuck out to go to the bar without you?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he knew it either. But, you know, in this instance, though, there's times where, you know, the girls get together and that's fine. You know, plan things that happen. It is a little bit weird, though, that without you knowing it, your wife's sneaking off and going to the bar without you knowing. That is a little bit weird.
Yeah, well, even in the best of times, that's not right.
Well, she should know better. She has to know better. You know, your husband's a public figure, the mayor.
Absolutely.
You can't go
absolutely
off and do that. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
Bye. All right. Zero sympathy for the Alton mayor's wife getting caught out and about when they shouldn't be. And this happens once in a while. The police will show up and, oh, you're not allowed to be here, this or whatever gathering it is, Illinois. Now, keep in mind, Alton is a lot different than Chicago. Chicago's the one having all these issues. They're the ones that are very afraid of what's going to happen when it comes to this coronavirus. But still, when you consider Alton, we're looking at the metropolitan area of St. Louis. That kind of goes against us. So if they were to get sick, who do you think would be treating them? They'd probably be looking for health experts here in St. Louis. So that's why we got to keep an eye out for that. Let's go to Patrick in D.C. I haven't heard from you in a while, Patrick. How have you been?
Well, fine, thank you. Fine. I snuck out of town, going on to the east side and hang out on the Chesapeake Bay and have myself a real nice time.
Oh, is that right? That's where your bunker is.
Yeah, that's where, you know, this, I guess you can call it my bunker. It's second home. It's home, you know. I was born in D.C., And it's always nice to get out of D.C., so I haven't been back in town for a while. But I don't know. Yeah. Who can you have sympathy for? I have sympathy for the taxpayer. You know, you're being told you're going to get this money. Oh, yeah, are you? Well, when?
Well, I know. It's been, not quite a week yet. So who knows? I think as soon as people start seeing these things show up, direct deposit, that they're going to be flooding social media. Here it is. So we'll know, you know, before you'll probably find out on social media before you find out by checking your account.
Well, I want to join in a little bit on the conversation here to have a little fun with the Washington perspective. But I would have to say, look, in those countries in Africa, I feel sorry for those people no matter what. No matter what you do, if you even go try to eat and cook, you know, your little bit of bread that you managed to, you know, scarf up for yourself, you know, the junta is going to come in and grab it from you. So I, for the folks in Africa, I feel very, very sorry for them because they've become very, very strict with that.
Oh, yeah. You got to feel pretty bad, though, if you're the police in that whatever, the city that they're a town or a metropolitan area. I don't know how big the city was, but, you know, they look pretty official. They had nice cars. They had everything that you would expect to see in a large metropolitan area. You think they would show them a little bit of grace, saying that, all right, fine, you know, let's wrap this up. It's your wedding day. We're not going to take you in, but you should have known better, so how about we wrap it up? Nope, they arrest them. Come on. They should have shown them a little bit of courtesy.
Well, maybe in those countries, you understand, maybe it was the wedding party who was the fault. They should have, you know, hey, the cops are on the take in those towns over there. You know, maybe they should have had a little extra 50 or 100 to slap on the cops.
Or a lookout. They should have had a lookout, someone that would have given them a warning to scatter, get out of there, you know, or hide.
Yeah,
or whatever it is.
That's how they used to do it. That's how they generally do it over there in Africa. I mean, you know, they've got all that stuff going on. You never know when you're going to get raided by, who you're going to get raided by. The wedding party, if I was to join in on a little bit of fun, I would have to have sympathy for the wedding party, yes.
So what are you doing for your haircuts?
Oh, my hair looks good, man. Yeah, man. I can import somebody in if I wanted to, or I can go over, you know, I can probably do it myself a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I'm always let's try to cut it at home type of guy to begin with, so I'm not really affected by any of this. And I told my son I'm going to give him my haircut, which is a number 2 all the way around. And that's easy enough to do from home. So he's going to be getting my hair cut soon.
Of course, I like the baseball cap. That's always my favorite haircut for me to wear.
Oh, ain't that the way to do it? If you can get a baseball cap, put it on. But anyway, you're at your house. Like, you know, it really matters what the hair is looking like all that much, right? You're not really being seen by people.
Well, I do have to go out. Unfortunately, I'm part of the I'm on the supply line and the news, so I have to go out.
So you're interacting with other people?
Yeah, I keep a distance anyway. You know, I was nice enough to say that I will go on the supply line to help out, and I'll keep my distance. That's no problem.
Do you have like an N95 mask or anything that you wear?
No, there's plenty of ventilation around me, so I don't have to worry about that at all. I'm a pretty much a healthy, active person in the first place, believe it or not. So I expel a lot of, I go out, I'll run, I move, and so I'm having my breathing, and I'm bringing oxygen into my blood, and I'm expelling anything else that's kind of bad. So I'm an active and strong person, so I really don't worry. I'm actually not concerned about it unless I get into a hospital environment, which I'm not going to go into now.
Yeah,
and
are you close?
I'm more afraid, listen to this, Ryan, I'm not to interrupt you. I'm more afraid, really, to go into somebody's house with a cat than I am the coronavirus, okay? The cat stinks worse than, I mean, sorry about that, folks. Dude, like cats, but I'm not a cat person, and I don't like animals in the house, period,
Well, all right, well, hopefully you're cat-free and coronavirus-free. You're free of both of those things. You don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I can see. By now, I should have. If I was going to have the corona, I should have had it by now. So we're.
Oh, you just want to roll the dice. That's what you're doing at this point.
Yeah, I know that it's not in there. And plus, again, Ryan, just for the type of person that I am, I really don't get close to people anyway. And I'm I'm a smart person. I'm interactive with people. I go to meetings at times and this and that. But I'm not really all that person that you get close to. I'm kind of distant and always moving.
Well, that's why you're a fan of late night radio calling in to St. Louis, Missouri.
How long have I been on this radio station now? For 17 years, 17 or 18 years? I think on my tombstone they're going to put 1-800-925-1120.
Have you really been calling into the show for this long?
Yeah. There was a time off, and I heard somebody else on another radio station said that they were a radio call-in for 41 years, and I said, this was going to happen to me? But no, I have been a regular on this. I've been a regular on this on your program. You have been my home call-in station for 17 years.
Wow.
And when you came back on the air and decided to go, basically calling it Overnight America, but going St. Louis local, then the show became again more interesting. Because I like what the people of St. Louis have to say. Because they're part of this country. They're part of this country. They're part of our democracy, right? They're important. You folks in St. Louis, you're important just as much as New York and Los Angeles. So I'm glad that I'm able to listen to the voices of the people of St. Louis. They're good people.
Well, that's very good to hear. Well, it's good to hear your voice again. It's been too long. We'll talk to you soon, all right? Patrick from D.C., man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye. Wow, yeah. He's been calling in he's coming up on a nice anniversary, what he said, 17 years or so calling into KMOX late at night. Goes to show you the way that this signal reaches people. You may have been listening to KMOX, he's been calling in 17 years. You may have been calling into KMOX for 50 years, think about it, since 1960. So you're looking at 60 years, the opportunities to be calling in. You may be 80 years old. You may have been the only 20-year-old listening to talk radio in 1960 here in St. Louis, calling in, asking questions to the experts, calling in to Jack Buck, calling in to Bob Hardy, calling in to all the greats, the Ann Keefs of the world. And here you are today listening still after all these years. Isn't that just beautiful? 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow.
Wow, I haven't heard this song in forever. What other moon songs can you think of? All right, producer Mike, figure that out and see how many other ones we can sneak in. That'd be nice. That's all you need is just this one song for the rest of the night. You know, you can get producer Ben's favorite song, Monster Mash, in there. You could call that a moon song. Okay, I saw this from from our program director, Steve Moore, and KMOX. This is kind of an announcement if you're wondering what you're going to be doing for Easter Sunday. And a lot of people have been separated from their churches. Some have been able to use their technology to their advantage. Some have not been able to. So KMOX will broadcast Easter Mass this Sunday starting at 8 o'clock. Archbishop Carlson will preside over the celebration. And this is a big deal, you know, Easter Mass broadcasted on KMOX, the Cathedral Basilica. Beautiful, beautiful Cathedral Basilica. You know, I have John McCormick talking about not only the history, but some of the things that went on there, some of the photos. And it was, I think this was a recording that would have played if you were going on a tour and you wanted to listen to it. And it was an awesome narration of the building itself and the history of that building. I might have to play that at some point. Maybe we'll save that for Thursday night. But Sunday, 8 a.m., KMOX broadcasting that Easter Mass with Archbishop Carlson with the Cathedral Basilica. Very cool. Very cool idea. And, you know, you may be listening right now and you may be wondering, what am I going to do? And now you have something you can do if you were looking to stay connected on Easter Sunday. 314-436-7900. Let's go to, is it Rodrin? Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Overnight America. What's going on?
I talked to you last week about the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And I listened to another good game tonight. But I want to talk about the sympathy for the, I don't have any, my sympathy is zero for the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, she's at zero. Now she's trying to direct attention somewhere else, saying, oh, we got better things to worry about than me bringing in someone not essential to do my hair.
Absolutely.
No, she deserves criticism for it.
I'm having to do my own hair now, so I don't.
How are you at that?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I just shampoo it and brush it down.
Isn't that part of the problem, though? You go out as a government agency and as an official every day saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. And what do? You go do it yourself. You know, it doesn't bring a lot of confidence to the people when your own leaders are the ones breaking the rules you're trying to put on them.
So I wonder where was J.B. Prisker when she was getting her hair done.
Where he was at all of this. One person texted in, what did they say? I have a lot of sympathy for the Alton mayor. If Governor Pritzker were my governor, I'd be drinking too. That's what someone texted in. Oh, I'm so happy that you've been listening and enjoying these Cardinals games. That's great.
Yes, I have. The Braves and the Cardinals, I listened to that tonight. So
what's your sympathy for the wedding? They were not allowed to gather, but they decided to do it anyway to get married. What's your sympathy level for them?
Well, I would say about a 10 because that, you know, this planned a long time in advance and it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Always so I feel sorry for them that they couldn't. You know,
I don't know how much the wedding there, they didn't really say how much it cost, but we know what it's like here in the United States. People spend a ton of money, more money than they need to, in order to find themselves having the perfect wedding. They put themselves in debt for it, even.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My daughter has got married 20 years ago, and it cost a fortune. So I know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Now it's even worse. So you listened to the Cardinals game tonight?
Oh, yes, I did. The Braves and the Cardinals.
Do you want to hear a replay from the game?
I know. I'm listening on the radio.
No, producer Mike said he's got a highlight from tonight's game if you want to hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Producer Mike, let's play it up.
Here's the pitch to Yachty. Swing and a drive down the right field line. A fair ball to the corner. Pujols scores. Holiday comes on around. Here's Burke Chapman. He scores standing. And the throw to third, Molina is out. He gets a double. He gets three runs batted in. And the Cardinals put up five in the third.
And the crowd are back to their feet. Cardinal right-hander Mott back to the rosin bag. Rubs it up. Stands on. Looks in to get his sign. Here's another 3-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Redbirds win this one 6-3. The fifth save of the year for Mott. His second save in this series, plus a win. And the Cardinals have finally won their fifth in a row.
Rogerine, I'll tell you, it gets you excited hearing things like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was really good. But I heard that part when they got the four, five runs.
Ah, it just puts a smile on your face. It makes it even better knowing that when they do get out there and play, we're going to be out there cheering louder than we've ever cheered. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Good to hear from you. Have a good night.
Thank you, and you have a great night.
Bye. Well, that's Cardinals baseball. We'll do that to you. A nice night like that. So what is it? Right now, if you're playing along at home, they're 4.5 games back. I mean, they're digging their way out of that trench of the 10.5 games back where we started this experiment. And, you know, within a couple of weeks, that 2011 season will be ending, and then we'll find ourselves in a playoff position. Oh, should I have said spoiler alert? What if people listening to this, do you think there's anyone listening to this that are native-born St. Louis Cardinal fans that have no idea what's going on? Is that possible? Is there someone maybe about 15 years old and they were too young to remember this, and they have no idea what happened in 2011. Is that even possible for a Cardinals fan? And they're replaying this as if they have no idea. Just pretend like they don't know what happened. That's fine. You know what today was? It was not a good day for the state of Illinois. So if we want to look at the latest numbers, the test results in Illinois, 13,549 tests positive of a total of 68,732 tests performed. Of those, the death count now in Illinois is 380. ABC 7 talked about it today in Chicago, mostly because this is the most deaths they've had in a 24-hour period.
Mount Sinai has enough PPE and ventilators at the moment, but statewide, there are just 2,700 ventilators available. The governor has placed an order for another 3,600 and even received 100 overnight from California.
Once we are past our peak, Illinois will pay it forward. We will pay it forward in any way that we can, including passing along these ventilators to the next hotspot in the nation.
The state is closely monitoring available ICU beds. Statewide, 35% are available, but in Chicago, less than 25% are free, and it's worse in the northeast and southwest suburbs. With warmer weather now here, the governor and state public health director are cautioning people now is not the time to return to normal activities, not on a day when Illinois is reporting 73 deaths in the past 24 hours.
Wow, 73 in the last 24 hours. So their number considerably higher than what we're seeing here in Missouri. So of the numbers in Missouri, and keep in mind, I'm trying to put this into context because Illinois has roughly double the amount of people. So if you're looking at this on a state-by-state basis and some of these numbers, it helps put it into perspective what a big difference it is between Illinois with the large hotspot in Chicago versus what we're seeing here in Missouri. Though we have St. Louis City County and St. Charles County being the largest metropolitan area, you have Kansas City still, another large area just on the other side of the state. Right now, in Missouri, we have 3,037 cases. This is the latest update that they gave earlier today. Total deaths, 53. So of the 3,037 cases, 53 deaths. So compare that if you want to try to see if it's on par. If we have 3,000 cases in Missouri, Illinois should be about 6,000 cases, but they're at 13,000 cases. So they're over double what we where they should be, at least. Of the 53 deaths in Missouri, there's 380 deaths in Illinois, so much higher pacing there. Patients tested, 33,820. If you look at the patients tested on the other side, 68,700. So pretty close in proportion to the same amount of testing, right? So then since they have a larger population, sure, they've tested double the amount, but they also have double the amount of the population. It seems like it's on track. And a lot of states are testing as fast as they can. And some of these testing methods have even improved greatly. So that makes a big difference, too. And you'll start to see an increase of this. You know, earlier today, too, they brought out some of the latest numbers. And we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. But some of the latest numbers from the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force, they're anticipating 80,000 people to be infected in this area. Now, the metropolitan area extends over to Illinois, so you look at some of the other counties across the Mississippi, but it's still considered, when you look at people that are going to be helped by this healthcare network, so they use that as a, you know, a branch out, even though it goes across state lines. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty big deal of these numbers that we're seeing and these jumps here. We're going to take a break, but coming up next, a St. Louis native is coming up big. You've heard Bill Gates spending billions to save months on the coronavirus vaccine. We have someone here in St. Louis also stepping up to the plate. His name is Jack Dorsey. We'll talk about him next coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
This would be a moon song. Let's hear this. That's a great jam. All right. Doesn't that get you in the mood to hear some music? All right. We got a great patriotic song lined up for you tonight. And we've been doing this since I've been broadcasting from the home basement bunker. And tonight's patriotic song is Merle Haggard, The Fight Inside of Me. Oh, man. I saw this one pop up online, and I've been getting some pretty great people that have been messaging me different ideas of what we could be playing here. This one came up online. And Merle Haggard, I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to play this as the patriotic song. If you don't know this song, I've never heard this song. Today was the first day I heard it. I was just going through and trying to listen to new songs that may be considered patriotic. I think you'll enjoy it. That's just a few minutes away. Because after all, we need to be reminded that we as Americans will get through this. We're strong. We bond together. And even though we have these disagreements politically or whatever it may be, we can still get through things together. So we have to remind ourselves of this because there's so much that divides us. And I tell you, social media is a cesspool of opinions. It is just brings out the worst in people. And then again, it's not a representation of what the people really are. You can go out and talk to your neighbors, and you can go down any street, and you can see a different yard sign for a different candidate every other house. People disagree with these things. But when it comes to your neighbors and one is in need, you don't mind going down there and lending a hand, do you? I don't think you would. And this is one of those times where, as a country, showing one of those moments that we have this ability to come together, and we will and we must. So, patriotic songs, just one thing to remind us that we are in this together. All right, so a couple of things here. How about this one? This is Jack Dorsey. We're going to talk about good old Jack Dorsey, a St. Louis guy. He's someone that runs Twitter, among other things. He is someone that moved over to California, but he's also shown some great investments. He's done some awesome things. He normally travels back to the area to visit. He's taken down abandoned buildings, tried to work on some of the blight in the city. He's moving his company here, Square, and he's bringing a lot of jobs to St. Louis, which is a great thing. I don't know how any of that is going to be affected by this, but Jack Dorsey made a stunning announcement on his Twitter platform today, and this is what the announcement said. I'm moving $1 billion of my Square equity, he said that's around 28% of my wealth, to Starts Small LLC to fund global COVID-19 relief. After we disarm this pandemic, the focus will shift to Girls Health and Education and UBI. It will operate transparently. All flows tracked here. And you can actually go and see this document of where this money is being spent. He adds that after beating the pandemic, the money will help this Start Small. And if you wanted to learn more about them, you can. They talk about relief. So what are they going to be doing? A lot of good. $1 billion. He's putting up his own money. Some celebrities are doing this and some business people are doing this. This is a wonderful thing. Just kind of like Bill Gates, you've seen him recently spend billions of dollars and he has the money to spend. A lot of these billionaires, they realize very quickly that there's better ways to spend this money than to sit on it forever and have it really have no impact. You know, the legacy of what they're leaving behind, it doesn't want to be just they had a lot of money in the bank, right? So Bill Gates of Microsoft, well, previously, I don't think he actually serves on that board anymore, but you know him from Microsoft and the road that revolution, that wave of computer revolution with Microsoft Windows, spending billions of dollars on possible vaccines for the coronavirus, the COVID-19, and hopes to put an end to this as quick as possible. And he says, being able to spend this billions of dollars actually will help speed up things. And if his billions of dollars can cut this down by a couple of months, he looks at that as a true victory in the best way he could spend his money. Just absolutely wonderful. So big bravo to both of those two, in particular here with Jack Dorsey. And I just think that is so great that he's doing that, putting up his money, trying to help fight this like many other people are right now. All right, our patriotic song for the night, Merle Haggard, The Fight Inside of Me. I thought this would be a nice one to play tonight for our patriotic song. After the break, we're going to look at the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force and get the latest numbers from them and President Trump's press conference from earlier today. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and thought we died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fight. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in a fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in the fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.